The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then send our condolences to our 12th and living Imam, Al-Hujja, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala, Farajahu Sharif, and to each and every one of you. As we gather on this evening and on these nights to commemorate the tragedy that befell upon the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The day began with the adhan of Aliyun al-Akbar. Then the Imam alayhi salam led them in salah. And then he prepared them for battle. He divided his army. He gave the right wing to Zuhair ibn Qayn. He gave the left wing to Habib ibn Madahir. And he gave the central wing of his army, the central position of his army to his heart, Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas. And that is how they were going to defend themselves. But look at again the akhlaq of Imam, huh? He wanted to make sure that nobody would have any argument against him on the Day of Judgment. Imam Sajjad says that before the battle began, he came to the people and said, "Do you not accept that my grandfather is Rasulullah? Do you not accept that my father is Amir al-Mu'mineen? That the Prophet says about him that he will be the guardian of Kawthar in Jannah. Do you not accept that? Do you not accept that I am the son of Fatima al-Zahra?" And they said, "Bala, we accept it." He says, "And why do you consider it lawful to shed my blood?" But the mal'oon at this time, Umar ibn Sa'ad, it is said, fires the first arrow and says, "Bear witness, tell the Amir that I was the first one to shoot." At this point, we are told that the two sides began to fight in groups. And this is where many, many of the companions of our Imam became shaheed. There came a point in that morning when the companions knew that they could not do anything to keep the enemy away forever from Aba Abdullah. There were just too many of them that there was nothing they could do to even defend their own lives. At this point, the Maqtal says, they rushed to Imam al-Hussein to try and go for battle. They would come and they would ask for permission. They would say, "Assalamu alayka yabna Rasulillah, fayujibuhu wa alaykum assalam wa nahnu khalfak." He says, "Go, peace be upon you. We are not too far behind from you. We will be joining you soon in Jannah." Great and loyal companions went and sacrificed their lives on this day. Companions like Anas bin Harith, who had heard the Prophet say that there will come a time when my son Hussein will need help. If you are there, help my son. Anas was there. Burayr ibn Khudayr, who was one of the scholars of the Quran at the time, he went and he sacrificed his life. Junada ibn Harith al-Ansari and his son Umar, they went. John the freed slave, he went. Muslim ibn Awsaja went. There was a companion by the name of Amr ibn Qaraza. You know Amr ibn Qaraza? It is said in Nafas al-Mahmoon by Sheikh Abbas al-Qummi that as long as Amr ibn Qaraza was alive, not a blow would come on the Imam. Every arrow that was shot, he would defend it with his own body. Every strike of a sword would come, he would defend it with his own body. There came a time when the sheer number of arrows were so many that he fell to the ground. And then he looks towards Mawla and says, Mawla, was I loyal to you? Did I fulfill my pledge? Do you think I can see the face of your grandfather with Imam alayhi salam says, indeed you shall stand in paradise before I do. And then there came a time when one of the companions by the name of Abu Thumama As-Saydawi comes to the Imam alayhi salam. You know what Abu Thumama says? He says, Yabna Rasulillah, it looks like it is the time for Salatul Dhuhr, Yabna Rasulillah. You know the salah we just recited? It was in peace and comfort. This was not the salah of Imam in Karbala. The Imam looks towards the sky and he says, Ya Aba Thumama, zakarta salah, ja'alaka Allahu min al-musalleen. He says, you remembered salah, may Allah raise you on the day of judgment amongst those who prayed their salah. But the Imam said, ask the other side, ask them to stop fighting for a short time. It is this when Habib ibn Madahir says that the son of Rasulullah has asked for a short break. You know what the jawab was? They said, tell him to pray, his salah will not be accepted. Habib asks for permission, he fights. And he becomes shaheed. But Imam and the companions decide to pray their salah, salatul khawf. But the enemies would not stop shooting arrows towards him. The Imam, two volunteers stood, Zuhair ibn Qain and Sa'id bin Abdullah. They stood, Sa'id's job was won on that moment. That any arrow that would come towards Hussein, it was his job to stop that arrow. You know, it is said when Imam finished that one rakat of salah, 13 arrows had struck Sa'id. 13 arrows. He fell from the sheer number of arrows towards the ground, having fulfilled his duty to the Imam of the time. And then all of the companions became shaheed. Today, huh? All today. And then we come to a time just like this after Dhuhr, when the Banu Hashim now began to go. Just think how hard this is for Hussein, huh? There is an emotional level to Karbala that supersedes, in my opinion, the physical brutality. The heartbreaking in Karbala is tremendous. Hussein's heart is broken when Ali ibn al-Akbar comes to say farewell. Imam gives him ijazat. The children of Muslim come, Imam gives them ijazat. Qasim comes. We read in the Maqtal, Qasim and Imam hugged each other and cried for so long that Qasim was given permission. Aun and Muhammad were given permission. The brothers of Abbas went, and then Qamar Banu Hashim went. And when he fell, he did not ask the Imam to come. He said, Salam to you, O Hussein. But Imam responded by saying, what? Al-an in kasara dhahri. My back is broken now. But O Hussein, soon your heart will be broken when that arrow hits Ali ibn al-Aslam.
اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.
forever.
In our hearts and in our minds, I swear to Allah, unto my last breath, I will remember Hussein. Hussein, you live forever. In our hearts and in our minds,
I swear to Allah, troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.